presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil, having captured the Silent One, stood on the great bluff and watched the approach of the Maharaja of Ybor and his men. As the Maharaja and his cutthroats drew near, Jim hit upon a clever scheme. He disguised himself in the Silent One's clothes and rode out to meet the Maharaja. Under cover of darkness, he was successful in his disguise, and the Maharaja seized him and sent him back to the Lamissary under the guard of two of his men. On the way back, Kolo came to Jim's rescue, and he was freed. Jim then continued on to the Lamissary to rescue the Maguires, unaware of the fact that Bob and Connie had already escaped from their cell. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Bob and Connie McGuire have escaped from their cell by a ruse and have gone down into the dungeons of the Lamissary seeking the old monk.
It's no use, Connie. The old monk's not here in the dungeons.
But you said that he was, Bob.
Yes. He was in the third or fourth cell over there when I was down here with the Maharaja. Now it's empty.
Well, perhaps he's escaped.
More likely Jungle Jim Bradley freed him.
That must be it.
At any rate, we can't take a chance by staying here in the Lamissary any longer, Connie. It's nearly daylight. We've got to get out before we're discovered. Come on. Here's the stairs.
Do you suppose that the guard you knocked out has come to yet, Bob?
Yes. There's at least two others. We've got to watch our steps.
All right.
Now keep back until I have a look down this passageway.
Is it clear, Bob?
Yes. Come on, dear. We'll run for it. Unless I'm mistaken, the door leading into the yard is at the other end of the building. Come on.
Look, Bob. There's another passageway ahead.
Yes. And look, there's the doorway, too.
Oh, which way now?
Come on, Connie. We'll try the door.
All right.
Keep behind me now, Connie.
Yes.
I'm going to open it a crack.
Can you see? Why, Bob, look. It's daylight.
You're right, Connie. I couldn't tell down there in the dungeons.
Bob, that means we won't be able to cross the yard to the gate. If there are any guards around, then they'll see.
That's a chance we've got to take. We can't stay hidden here all day. Come on. There doesn't seem to be anyone around this room. There's a door at the other end.
Bob, don't you recognize this room? Why, it's the one we talked to the Maharaja in.
You're right, Connie. And that means that the door at the other end leads outside.
Yes.
Stay behind me, dear. There may be a guard.
Oh, Bob, be careful.
I will. I'll only open it a crack. The way is clear. You see? There, the main gate to the Lamissary right across the yard.
And they're open.
We're in luck, Connie.
Oh.
Once outside, we can circle close to the wall until we get on the northern side.
Yes.
Then we can dive into the jungle. Are you ready?
Okay.
We've got to run for it, dear.
Is it safe, Bob?
There's no one around that I can see. Here, take my hand. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
We're going to make it, Bob.
It's lucky the gates are open.
Bob, look out. A man.
Throw up your hands.
Oh.
Get out of the way. You can't stop us.
You will keep your hands up. Stand still.
Oh. Now listen. Let's talk this thing over. Maybe I can make it worth your while to let us go.
Stand where you are.
Look out, Bob. He'll shoot. Now, don't go any nearer.
You will go back into the Lamissary. Turn around and walk ahead of me.
Now, wait a minute.
Do as you are told.
It's no use, Bob. Please be careful. Don't shoot him.
I'd like to get my hands on him.
Well, now, don't try anything. Now, please.
Now, walk straight ahead.
Bob, there's someone coming. Why, Bob, it's the Silent One.
Yes.
What is the meaning of this, Silent One? What are these people doing here by the gate?
Master, they were trying to escape.
Escape, eh? Hold my horse while I dismount.
Yes, Master.
Now, give me your gun. I will take care of them.
Dear Master, I could not help what has happened. They captured one of the guards.
Silence!
Well, Silent One, what are you going to do with us?
Bob? But Bob, he's not the Silent One. Look at his mustache. It isn't real.
Say, who are you, anyway?
Wait until I take this turban off.
Why, Bob, it's Jungle Jim Bradley.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, on the high bluff in the hills to the north, Shanghai Lil, O.P. Watts, and Kolo watch anxiously for Jim's return.
Hand me the glasses, Kolo. Jim said that he'd be back here this morning.
Here, Missy.
Can you see anything, Mr. Real?
Wait, O.P. There isn't a thing in sight.
Oh, Bradley should have taken us with him. I don't think much of his leaving us here alone.
Stop beefing, O.P. You've done nothing but crab ever since I told you that Jim had gone.
Well, just the same, he's left us in a dangerous situation.
And I suppose you think that he's on a Sunday school picnic. I'd like to have seen you ride out and meet the Maharaja of Ebor with as thin a disguise as he has.
And that's just it. Now, why did he go meet him in the first place?
Oh.
He could just as well have let him go by, and then we could have all gone back to the Lamasery together.
You mean we'd have all been captured?
What?
Use your head, O.P. We captured the Silent One up on this bluff, didn't we?
Of course, but I...
This place is a landmark, O.P. What? It's the highest point for miles around. The Maharaja was looking for the Silent One. What would have been more natural for him to do than to come up here and have a look around?
You mean that the Maharaja might have come up here, where we are?
Of course. If the Silent One knew about the place, it's a good bet that the Maharaja did, too. If he'd ever come up on this hill, you would have had something to beef about.
Oh, my, I never thought of that.
Well, forget it. Jim went down and headed the Maharaja off. He sent him north on a wild goose chase, and before he gets back, Jim will have Connie and her husband here.
But just the same, I don't like it, Mr. Real.
Well, my advice is that you keep it to yourself. In a situation like this, Jim doesn't like any advice from a tenderfoot. Well, you'd have been better off if you'd stayed at Fort Jamrud.
Yes, and just as soon as Connie and her husband get here, we're going back there.
Well, Bob McGuire may have something to say about that. Now, how about getting back and watching the pass to the north? The Maharaja may head back this way.
What? He might come back. Oh, my. I never thought of that. I'll go see.
Wait, Opie, I'll go with you. Kolo, you keep a sharp lookout for Jim.
Yes, sir, Missy.
Oh, I don't see why I ever came into this terrible place. Mr. Rea, suppose the Maharaja should come back before Bradley gets here.
Oh, stop worrying. Where's your glasses?
No, I've got them. Wait, I'll look.
Well?
Mr. Rea. Oh, I knew it would happen. They're coming.
What? Well, who's coming? Let me have those glasses.
It's Ebor and his men. They're coming back. They'll be here in a few minutes.
Well, for once you're right, O.P. They're headed back this way.
We'll have to do something. The Maharaja will be here.
Keep quiet, O.P. I've got to think this thing out.
Oh, but Ebor will be here in a few minutes.
Nonsense. He's at least 5 or 6 miles away. I've got it.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Listen to me, O.P. We've got to work fast. Get Kolo and tell him to get things packed.
Packed? You mean...
I mean that we're going to get away from here fast.
But what about our prisoner? The Silent One?
You leave that to me. I'm taking him with us. Now get going, will you?
But, Mr. Real, if we leave here, Bradley may come with my daughter, Connie. Well, he'd be taken prisoner by Ebor.
Oh, no, he won't. Jim's at the Lamasery, and it looks as if the Maharaja was heading back there.
Well, we can't prevent it.
Oh, yes, we can. We're going to trick him.
What?
We're going to draw him away from Jim by making him follow us. Now, let's go.
Back at the Lamasery, Jungle Jim and Bob and Connie are just outside the gate, out of sight. They are planning to again search the old place.
How many men did Ebor leave here at the Lamasery? Have you any idea?
I think there were 3, Bradley.
That's right, Bob. We saw 2 of them while we were in our cell, and then they called to another.
And if that's all, there's 2 of them left in there yet. Wait, I'll see what this native has to say. All right, you. How many men are in there? Come on.
He's not going to answer.
Oh, yes, he is. Come on, speak up if you know what's good for you.
I do not know, sire.
Listen, I haven't got time to argue with you. I'll give you until I count 3 to answer me. I want to know whether there's anyone in that Lamasery or not. Now, do you understand? 1.
Oh, don't shoot him.
I will unless he talks. 2. You had better make up your mind.
Wait, sire. I tell. Don't shoot.
I thought he'd talk.
All right, speak. How many guards are in there?
There are 2, sire. They are inside.
And that's all?
Yes, sire. Please, do not shoot.
All right. Well, McGuire, you and your wife were right.
If we only knew where the other 2 are, whether they're in the front or the back.
We didn't see them.
Well, we'll find out. They're probably in the rear. This man was guarding the front of the place.
Then let's go in after them.
No, McGuire. I've got a better plan. Let's get over there against the wall of the building first, though. McGuire, you and I will hide on each side of the door. We'll get them to come out.
But how?
Well, I'll show you. First, we got to get across the yard. I'm telling you, that's risky. Wait a minute. I've got it. We'll make the native walk in front of your wife, McGuire. Then you and I will have to take our own chances.
You lead the way, Bradley, and I'll follow you. And so will Connie.
But supposing we're seen?
Well, we'll just have to chance that. You'll be safe, though, Mrs. McGuire. All right, you. Stand up.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to do exactly what I tell you to do. And if you try anything funny, you'll get shot. You understand?
Yes, sir. I do what you say.
All right. I want you to walk right in front of this woman. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. McGuire.
Yes?
You keep directly behind him.
I will.
All right. All right, get going now.
So far, so good, Bradley.
Yeah. Keep your eye on that door. I've got it covered.
We could be picked off from that tower.
Keep going. We'll be out of range in a minute.
Okay. We've made it. Oh, Bradley, wait for Connie.
Yeah.
Well, I made it.
Good. Listen, McGuire. You take one side of the door, and I'll take the other.
Right.
But how are you going to get them to come out?
Now listen. I'm going to shoot this revolver off several times, Mrs. McGuire. And then I want you to scream.
I get it. They'll hear the commotion and run out.
Boy, I hope so. And when they come, we'll take them. Now, you all set?
I'm ready.
So am I.
All right. And here goes. Now, don't forget to scream, Mrs. McGuire.
I won't.
That should bring them.
Listen. I hear someone coming. Let's have another scream, Mrs. McGuire. That's it. Now, keep back. Keep back. Ready, Bob?
Right.
Jump on!
Were Jungle Jim and Bob McGuire successful in Jim's plan to take the two guards prisoners? And what of Shanghai Lil and O.P. Watts? Will they successfully trick the Maharaja? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. Big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.